From Mr. Trump's health to the potential of a White House outbreak to the worsening coronavirus situation in the country. Now, COVID-19 will be among key issues at the highly anticipated vice presidential debate in recent years, and especially with incumbent Vice President Mike Pence leading the coronavirus task force. With standing nearly 4 meters apart with a plexiglass barrier between them, today will be the first and only time both running mates will come head to head during this election season.
And you're looking at live pictures here of University of Utah in Salt Lake City. That's where the Pence-Harris showdown will take place in just under 2 hours. And it'll be moderated today by USA Today's Susan Page. And we've got complete coverage for you, as always, on CNA again on the story out of D.C. And there's an economic and markets angle. Today we will flesh that out with Avril Hong. But first, let's get to our Washington correspondent, Bureau Chief Simon Marks. Simon, the president says that he's feeling great, which is good, and he wants to get everyone on the same treatment that he had. What can you tell us about his health status right now and this miracle drug that he's talking about from Regeneron?
Well, there are still an awful lot of questions that we don't know the answers to, Adam, about the true state of his health. And those questions have only really been stoked by the release of that video. Within the last 90 minutes or so, President Trump is breathing quite heavily in that video. He is very, very heavily made up. And there is at least one edit in the tape that suggests that the 4 minute message was not delivered all in one go. The White House physician insists that the president has been fever free for the last 4 days and that he hasn't shown any symptoms associated with COVID-19 for the last 2 days. But again, many questions still arising about the true state of his health. And that video has also raised questions. He has spoken in the video of Regeneron as being a cure. It is not officially recognized as a cure for COVID-19. As you know, there is no cure yet for COVID-19. And as you pointed out in the introduction, President Trump has ties to the CEO of the company that has produced that cocktail of antibodies. It wasn't the only drug that he was taking during his 3 days at Walter Reed Medical Center. He talks twice in the video about having been in the hospital for 4 days, but in fact, of course, he was only there for 72 hours. There were other drugs and therapies that were being administered to him, but for some reason, he is very much in this video almost coming across as a pitchman for Regeneron, very similarly to the way in which he promoted hydroxychloroquine earlier during America's experience with COVID-19. And of course, there are questions being asked here about the nature of his relationship with the CEO of the company that produces it. We know that the CEO is a member of Donald Trump's golf club. We also know that shares in the company have been surging over the last couple of days as it became apparent that President Trump was being administered Regeneron. It's also curious that he said he wants to make it available free to the entire American public, given that that sounds very much like he is flirting with the notion of socialized medicine, something that is absolutely anathema to core Republican principles. So in a whole range of different ways, that video has served to unearth fresh questions about the president and about his experience with COVID-19.
Indeed, Simon. And of course, the big event happening in just 2 hours from now, the number twos will have their day in charge. So, Simon, how will the one and only vice presidential debate likely to play out at a time of such uncertainty around the campaign?
Well, I think it may actually be a much more edifying prospect than the very unedifying first presidential debate that we all watched 8 days ago. You have in Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris two very substantive politicians, people who in their own respective ideological positions are steeped in the detail of policy, in the minutiae of legislation, and who genuinely understand and can expound upon their respective platforms, manifestos in this presidential election. So I think this is going to be a much calmer event than the one that we witnessed between President Trump and Joe Biden. Certainly Kamala Harris with that video that President Trump has just put out. Never mind everything that's gone on here over the last week. She has an enormous amount of ammunition to turn against Mike Pence, given that he was in the driving seat of the president's response to coronavirus. But Mike Pence also has ammunition. He is bound to point out that Kamala Harris said some dreadful things and launched ferocious criticisms of the man that she's now running alongside, Joe Biden, when the two of them were fighting it out to try and secure the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. 90 minutes uninterrupted, 9 segments, each of them 10 minutes long. The moderator, Susan Page of USA Today and National Public Radio here in the United States, a much more sedate affair. And they will, of course, literally be sitting down for this debate, separated by those plexiglass screens that have now been installed in Salt Lake City.
All right, Summer. Well, let's hope we get something substantive out of that VP debate coming up in a couple of hours. And we'll see you then, or just before it, at least. That was Simon Marks coming to us from Washington, D.C. And speaking of which, Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris will square off in their first debate, happening in about 2 hours from now. So make sure you keep it locked here on CNA for live and full coverage, including analysis from our guests.